Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Fake mustache, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low, this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's the joint.
To the Crab Feast, y'all. It's another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast. Fold that ass.
I think you know who just lost the lung across from there. You don't look so good.
Dude, that hurt. I just tried to give as much as I could.
I hope none of you are doing that in your cars and pass out.
I flooded the engine, man. See what I do for you, Feasters? I give it all.
Oh, shit. It's good to see you, Jay Lars.
Good to see you as always. What's up, Feasters? Squarespace is back, an all-in-one platform that makes it easy for you to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, and online store. Squarespace includes hosting, analytics, 24/7 support, and even includes a free domain name when you sign up for a year. Boom. Don't need to buy it somewhere else. Start with a clean, beautiful template, and then easily customize it to look exactly the way you want. Squarespace has a ton of drag and drop functionality. For example, if you want to add a picture, you add an image block and simply drag your image from your desktop to your site. Adding videos, text, audio, and other blocks of content is just as easy. Squarespace takes care of all the technical stuff so you can focus on making great content for your website. Also, with responsive design, your website automatically scales to fit perfectly on every device, cell phone, template, everything. It's an $8 a month for the standard plan, perfect, 16 for the unlimited, I got that, and 24 for the unlimited plan, and online store. Step it up, people. That's the one you want. You want to be a pro? Go full plan. For a free trial, go to squarespace.com/thecrabfeast, and when you're ready to purchase, click enter an offer code under pricing at checkout and use the offer code CRABFEAST5 for 10% off. That's CRABFEAST and the number 5. Or you can go to podcast1.com and click on the Squarespace banner in the Crab Feast page. Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website.
I'm Jay Larson Comedy, jlarsoncomedy.com. I love having you all out there following me, telling me things, loving you all. And if you're in Los Angeles this week, tomorrow, I have three of my favorite shows this week. Tomorrow night at the Townhouse in Venice, Thursday night at the Comedy Palace in Los Feliz, and Friday night, Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood. All great shows, very intimate, and it's nice. I can tell some fun stories at those. So if you're in town, hit me up. They're all free, and love to have you out there. Sickle Cell?
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, ryansickler.com. I will be at the Irvine Improv this weekend, May 31st through June 2nd with Jay Moore. Come on out, see us. And then we, Jay Larson and I, are doing a Crab Feast stand-up show.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too, man, at the Bray Improv. A lot of you have already emailed us about being on the guest list. It's July 24th, Brea Improv, 8 p.m. If you want to come out, we'll set you up. If you're a feaster, you're getting in free. Email us at crabfeastpodcast@gmail.com. Just one first and last name and a total number of tickets you need. We'll set you guys up. Head over to thecrabfeast.com for any and all information about the Crab Feast. You can get your Fuck the Crab Feast t-shirts. Hit up that Amazon link, Pro Flowers. Join the email list. Get on that Facebook fan page. Just like it. That's all you got to do. See you guys posting your funny pictures. You've got your Crab Feast shirts. Put those up. Let's see where you are out there, man.
And listen, if you don't live super close to Brea, California, make it a trip. Come on out, you know, for our show. It would be great to see
it's
people.
Worth it. We got a lot of surprises. It's going to be some fun
and
stuff.
And it's
going
to be fantastic to have that many feasts in one room at
yeah.
one time.
I'm at
looking
one
forward
time,
to that
yeah.
shit
instead
for
of
real.
Like 20 of you screaming out, fuck the Crab Feast, and we go up on stage, which we love.
Love it.
Not complaining. Just saying. Going to be a different vibe.
The host usually not a huge fan.
Usually throws the host off. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? Keep hitting up the iTunes page. You can go now to our website and get the episodes on RSS feed, Stitcher, and
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Let me hear you way out. And the RSS feed has been a great response from some people, you know what I mean, that wanted to, especially in my family.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And also, each if you go to thecraftfeast.com, each post has its own individual link. We will get the back ones up, but the current ones do have their own link, which you can listen to there. You can listen to the Craft Feast anywhere and everywhere now.
For sure. Ladies and gentlemen, royalty is in the house. The Queen of Duke. Welcome back right out of the Craft Feast,
Queen
everybody.
Of Duke is back for the hat trick, everybody. Back on the Craft Feast.
I think it's hilarious that you call me the Queen of Duke.
Doesn't
I'm
everybody?
Sure
everybody else
are like, are you kidding me? Why is she the Queen of Duke? But there are people online that call me that now because of
y'all. Have you seen that picture that someone posted on our Facebook?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm pointing at the blue.
The mic.
Look at the color.
Oh, is that why it's blue?
Come on now. We gave you Duke Blue Devil color.
Someone put a picture of Christian Laettner. Right?
Oh, have you
and
seen this?
He's on the court.
Oh, God.
He's on the court, and you can see the fans in the background, and they put you in, and you're like, hey, Layton,
have you finished that paper, Layton? It's you on the sidelines. You look good. they put a good
big
picture
smile.
Of you in there. Big smile.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Like you're yelling from the fucking bench.
On his ride his ass. He's shooting free throws.
Might have shown
I think
it to
I
me.
Did.
Might
Maybe I did. Some fan they posted it on our Facebook page. I was laughing so hard. I was like, look at this shit here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, welcome back. Before we get too far into all this, are your headphones good, Reddit?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to tell everybody, if they don't already know, where to find you on Twitter? And
at Unforeddable. Unforeddable.
You have any shows coming up?
I will no, not that anyone
like fuck it. These 8 minute spots. I'm on NBC every Thursday night.
No, I have. I just found out that I am going to host the TV Critics Choice Awards, which is not
shut up.
That's great.
It's not on TV. It's streaming. So, but I'm scared. Like
the streaming TV.
Yeah, I'm very.
I
nervous
bet
about
that's
it.
Tight. That's going to be awesome.
That's awesome.
Because I told my publicist that one of the things I want to do is to give an award one day. So I feel like this will kind of make me not so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the critics will think I'm... the thing is, I'm not writing it. I mean, I'm going to...
They'll have writers, probably, right?
There's a writer.
Are we live? Kind of. We're streaming.
We're streaming live.
It depends on your Wi-Fi package.
They're by buffering right now. I think she's about to give an award.
I'm a little bit nervous about it, but...
What are you nervous about? I asked because you're a performer, so yeah. What is it? Are you...
It's the room. It's going to be a room filled with critics and TV people. So my peers.
Peers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing my stuff, my stand-up stuff.
You can't treat yourself.
I
would
still be nervous. Because when I did Fallon, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I
awesome
thought
set,
I was
by the way.
Going to die. Thank you.
Really? What do you mean?
I get nervous. It's my first time doing late night, stand-up on late night.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I've never done it on late night.
So last
Unless
time
you call late Friday, that was on NBC.
Extra
late,
yeah. Late. It's like early Saturday. Yeah.
Listen, early it's 3:30 a.m. That's right. Last time you were a guest on the couch.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Which is huge.
Yeah. So
you were nervous going out?
There's just no pressure compared to doing stand-up and then just showing up and doing like, well, I just got to show up and be on the couch
and
be funny?
Thing. And they're like, I mean, I was still nervous about that.
Yeah.
For sure I was...
But you're getting softballs lobbed at you on the couch when you're out there on your own. You're just on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be, all of it can be stressful, but I was super nervous because it was my material. And, you know, I was like at the last minute, I decided I can't not curse because I cleaned up the set and it just didn't flow and didn't have the beats that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told them that I was going to say fuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they were ready for it and whatever. And I felt so much better about that. And once I started the set, I felt good because the audience was with me quick.
Sure.
And there's nothing like an audience being with you from moment
oh,
one.
Hell yeah.
And you're like, easy breezy. I mean, I was still nervous.
Easy sea breezy. Hey.
Sea queasy.
Sea queasy.
I get sea queasy.
I got a little sea queasy.
I've been sea queasy. I don't get sea queasy.
Yes, you do.
I've been sea queasy. Seasick once.
He's still fighting that.
Seasick once. I'll go down swinging on.
There's also more pressure on you because you're already a celebrity. You know what I mean? People already know you to be talented and hilarious. So then they're like, oh, she's going to do her thing now?
Yeah. Well, oh, it's 6 minutes.
Part of it was... I don't really know Jimmy's audience. I don't really know them. I watch his show and I enjoy it. He makes me laugh.
Yeah.
But he's silly.
He's super
and
silly.
And I wasn't doing silly material. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know, these are people who love him. Will they find my talking about race funny? And I got some haters on Twitter.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, probably like four.
Well,
four haters.
Well, when you have that many followers, you're going to get a
guy.
And but if you don't, you didn't do something right.
But these are
don't
follow me.
Yeah.
These are people that
oh, really? They all just
me,
jumped.
Like
they went out of their way to find you.
It was Fallon, the Late Show's Twitter account, posting my stuff.
Right.
And you know, pimping, saying Retta's going to be on, or Retta's killing it right now, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, this is the worst comedy I've ever seen, and gone off. And I was like, eat a dick.
Four of them.
You went out of your way to tell me you don't like me? I wish I could tell you I don't like what you do, but I don't know you. Mm-hmm. And you're not on TV right now, so fuck you.
So go fuck yourself.
Girl.
Parks and Rec every Thursday night, NBC. What's up?
Bung, bung, bung.
I think I saw Retta in the credits. That should be your ringer.
You should say,
what'd you say?
You know what you should say? Go.
That's NBC calling bitch. Yeah.
You should say go fuck yourself in the NBC tone like that to people that hate you.
Go fuck yourself. Eat a dick.
There you go.
Oh, you don't like me? Jimmy Fallon did. Jimmy Fallon did, though.
Yeah.
So did Quest.
Hey, Jimmy!
Like, he's always by your side. You can just...
Retta gave
anywhere.
Roots a shout-out. I loved it. Did you do it this time? Did you give him one this time?
I said hi.
Yeah.
But I do have a... I'm big on, what up, Roots? Do you know what it is? Because I saw them at the rehearsal. So I gave them the what up, Roots at rehearsal.
Tight. And they liked it. I saw Quest one time at the Hollywood Improv, and I was like, "Wait, so is he like comedy?
Comedy, yeah.
I know Chappelle; he's into Chappelle and stuff. But
he came to see me when I did the Sweet Show. Seth Herzog, who's on Fallon,
he does the warm up, right?
He runs a show, yeah, and he's always appearing in diapers.
Love Sweet.
And,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like
with
that
the
show.
One at the burlesque room. That one.
Yes, they're back in that. It's redone, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I did it when it was like downstairs at this place. It was crazy. But they're back in their old location, and it's redone. And I went, and your boy, Neil Brennan, was there. And there were a couple of people there, but now I'm about to talk shit about somebody. Parker Posey.
What up, PP? Parker, come on out here, Parker.
We're sitting back.
We got
in
a
the
surprise
back.
For you, Retta.
And apparently she liked me. She liked my set. I closed the show. When I was sitting in the back watching the show, there was a point where she was like yelling, like, I don't like this. This is not funny.
Whoa.
Next? And I was like, what?
It ain't the 80s, bitch.
What? And so I was like mortified. I go, I do my set, and then the girl who I'd been sitting with.
Now, had you already performed before she started yelling out? Oh,
no.
So you weren't sure if she was going to do it during you or not.
But the girl who I was sitting with. A friend of mine was standing in my spot when I went on stage, and she was like, yeah, she was yelling during your set too, but she liked you. So she kept repeating everything you were saying. Was she drunk? No. And I saw her when I came out, when I went to get my bag and stuff, because it was back there with her. She was like, you were funny. You know, very Parker. You were good. You were funny. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then my friend was like, yeah, she was talking during yours too, but she was actually liking you.
We crashed her. She had a party one time at the Spotted Pig, third floor in New York. And
I'm feeling the vodka.
Feeling the vodka. And she was having a party on the third floor, which is a private party space. You know, you can get like 60 people up there.
Where is this?
In New York, a restaurant called the Spotted Pig. Three floors. It's like a townhouse. And then on the third floor is like private space.
Gotcha.
So I worked, the restaurant I was working at, one of the owners of our restaurant owned the Spotted Pig. So we had gone out to Medieval Times for our Christmas party, and we're all dressed up like medieval and we're wasted. And then
you all dressed up like it. I've been, but I just wore my hoodie.
Had to. Everyone did.
I can't imagine. You wore a hoodie?
I had a sword. So we went into Spot a Pig, and then we ran through the first floor yelling at people with swords to the second floor. And then we went up there, and Parker Posey and all our friends having a party. We had two girls jump up on the bar dressed in medieval garb, and the whole party's looking around like, what the fuck? And then they're like, fuck this, hell yeah. And yeah. They loved it.
Who hired these for?
Exactly. We did it at two restaurants. That was the second one. Our other owner owned another restaurant, and we went through there. And right. Those people, imagine you're just eating dinner, and then all of a sudden 40 people come in.
And two knights.
Yeah. Everyone was dressed, all of us.
40 wenches and two knights.
They look like Sir J. Larson comedy over there.
And
follow him on Twitter.
Fucking eating your apps, and all of a sudden's got a sword to your neck.
Somebody's got a sword. That will make people pay
attention,
though.
Does that guy have a sword?
That's got a sword.
A sword.
That's a great, you know Freddie Lockhart? Comedian, you know Freddie. Mm-hmm. He does a joke about being at the airport, and he's like, he said these two people, he's like trying to check in, and
he does
like,
a joke about being at the airport.
Yeah, can you believe it? Well, what do you want from black comics?
I don't like this. I don't like this.
So he,
whatever.
Anyway, some guy was trying to bring a sword on the plane.
A real sword.
Oh, did he say sword?
There were two black guys working the counter, and they're like checking money, and the guy goes, hey, Earl. Hey, Earl. He goes, yeah. He goes, what was up with that man yesterday trying to bring a sword on the plane? And he goes, oh, he tried to bring a sword. This is,
oh my God.
It's hilarious.
I remember when I was young, I used to say sword. And I remember saying it. I don't know if I was in school or something. And someone correcting me. And they're like, it's sword. And I was like, that's the word? And being like, why is there a W in that shit? And then years later, being at, I think it was like a church youth group thing, and people were reading out loud, and I remember when this guy said omnipotent, and I like sniggered, if you will, and then like as soon as I laughed a little bit that he said omnipotent, like sword came back to my head, and I was like, bitch, settle the fuck down.
Yeah,
calm down. You used to say sword.
You don't know everything.
Used to say sword.
Settle.
I have a friend of mine, a funny comic, Eric Lundy, who I wish this happened to me. I'm so jealous this didn't happen to me. But he was talking to a lady at customer service, and he's giving her on the phone. He's giving her his name, and she says, spell your last name for me. He says, L-U-N-D-Y. And she says, L-U-N-D? He goes, yeah, D. And she goes, D as in W?
Yeah,
I mean, think about it.
I'm trying to.
He swung his goes W.
I guess.
Kinda.
As in double.
I mean, it is a double U. Together makes a W. Yeah. So she said D as in W.
Oh, I like that chick.
That's fucking funny. I mean, say W. If you wrote phonetically W out, right, it would start with a D.
D is in Derek. Nah, no, man. D like, you is can't, in W.
No, I get the double U, but why would you say D is in W?
No, that's the point. Nobody mean, you says know, that's her.
That would be
that woman's
hilarious.
Like, remember D and W? You can't, I mean, I've told him a million times, like, you have to do something.
D is in W.
That would be an SNL character in a minute.
Sure.
Just D is in W. W.
No, doing Adrian. That shit, A is in Alex. D is in W.
D is in, whoa. Dial back for a second. D is in what?
W.
Come on.
R is in Ricky.
That's
awesome. My little god, my god sister. Little. She's fucking grown with kids.
God sister?
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Godmother, her kids. My god sister.
Man, you're close to people. Right?
And, yeah, that's how Liberians do, yo. Anyway. I don't even know that's like Indian.
Some people are like, she say librarians? Yeah, man, they're very close to people.
Mm-hmm. But we call each other cousin, and her name is Tanya Perry. And
what's up, Tanya? TP.
Pretty sure she's never gonna hear this. But
you never know.
I don't know. She's the crab feast type. And I remember. It's funny. We were all born here. Like, our parents weren't born here, but we were all born here.
Your first generation.
But, mm-hmm, but that's awesome. All, you know, your parents speak with an accent. My mother still speaks with an accent. My dad doesn't so much. But all our parents, do, especially when they talk to each other, they speak with their accent.
What does that sound like? Do you do it?
They talk like this. They talk real fast, and they say things like, yeah. You think you're so, look, you like that green, you like the man, and green, and the pink, you like the blue, and the light colors on you. You think that's cute or something? You think that's like some stuff or you show? Yeah, man, you're feeling grown. Yeah, like it's like I have to have a conversation.
Yeah, like
but I can do it. But so Tanya had because her mom had an accent, she taught her how to spell her name. And but she had the accent. So Tanya learned to spell her name with the accent.
Oh my God. So
you'd say, Tanya, how do you spell your name? She's like, Tanya Perry. T-O-N-I-A. P-E-R-R-A-W-A-R-A.
Ara.
My favorite.
Ara is my favorite.
T-O-N-I-A. P-E-R-R-A-W-A-R-A. And it's because also the little cousins, like they were other cousins that came from Liberia that they were close to, mm-hmm. and they wanted to sound like them, so they used to talk like them. When I went, I was in Liberia for like, for first part of, I was there for first grade. And I got the accent. I quickly got the accent.
Oh, really?
And so when I came back from first grade and I went into second grade, they used to make fun of me because I used to talk like that. I would be, I totally used to talk like that. Mm-hmm. And I used to get made fun of. And so I used to like try to fight it. There was one song. There's a song called
Lord of Mercy.
No. Oh, yeah, that's not it. It was Pepper Soup. It's called, oh my God, if there's any Liberian listening to this, they're going to fucking die because they know this song. But there's a song called Pepper Soup. There's a thing called Pepper Soup. It's an easy thing. My dad.
Sounds pretty easy. Sounds pretty easy.
It's kind of like a gumbo, mm-hmm. but it's hot. But it's not like, you know, New Orleans gumbo or whatever.
Okay.
Like whole chicken in it.
There's
the whole
a strong,
chicken.
Pretty much. Yeah, like, but you, actually, my live, dad likes fish, so it's a lot of fish in it.
Cook the feathers off.
But in the song, it says, when you come to Liberia, oh gosh, what's the next line? When you come to Liberia, you drink pepper soup. But the way they sing it, when you come to Liberia, you drink pepper soup, banana, drink pepper soup, banana.
Oh my God,
I've got to find that.
That's a new single like right that, there.
That's how
two people just swerved off the road.
Yeah. Pepper soup. I know pepper soup. Da, 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 da. I got some in the car right now.
You drink pepper soup. Da, da, da. Drink pepper soup. Da, da, da.
So, what is it? Is it like some artist came up with a song and like that?
And it's so ubiquitous. It's like everybody, if you've gone to Liberia and you've been in someone's home,
you've
heard this song.
It's like their footprints.
Because I know this song from when I was little.
Yeah.
It's just like
on the wall.
Because don't think the Surleys didn't have a footprint like anything on their kitchen.
How many motherfucking feet did Jesus have? I mean, this motherfucker's all up and down
the
beach.
That's when I carried you, bitch. So get it twisted.
That's when I carried you.
Why is there only one set of footprints there? That's when I carried you.
Why you leave a motherfucker?
Yeah, right. What
the bitch?
Wait a minute. I'm on the Atlantic, Jesus.
That's when you were on life support. I brought you back.
I saw a boardwalk in the back, Jesus. They had boardwalks back in your day. Come on, Jesus. Who shot this postcard right here? Oh, Ferris wheel back in Nazareth. Come on, Jesus.
That used to be the main attraction in Nazareth, man.
Until a donkey powered it.
Until JC showed up.
Oh, shit. That is funny.
It hurts.
You like pepper soup. Ba-da-da.
Drink pepper soup. Ba-da-da. And then there's a new thing. I got to think about it. But it's...
They got a new song now?
There's a song, but it's not Liberian. It's like a Caribbean thing. But
that's what I was going to say. The accent sounds like to me. Very Caribbean.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess, my accent isn't like...
Not yours, but when you imitate that accent, yeah.
It's not perfect. But there's a song, I think it might be a Jamaican song. I feel like my friend told me it's Jamaican. And my mom and the girls, we had gone to Florida for Christmas, and everybody went... We met up with Tanya and her family, her parents, my aunt, my godmother, but we call her Aunt Masa. And they were listening to this song, and all the women are in the kitchen. You know, that's all they do is cook. They prep. That's all they do. It's like all day long, but they're drinking and dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one song, and I was watching my mom dance to this song. I was like, you're going to need to reel it in. it was very popular online too, but it's like, dollar, 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 5 cent, 10 cent, wait, 1 cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, dollar, dollar, Della, and they drop low, and you're like, hey, Debbie Sirleaf, I'm going to need you not yeah. to do that.
Hey, Ma, can I get some sweet potatoes? Della, get your ass out of mashed potatoes.
Della.
And they're breaking it down in the kitchen.
Hilarious.
My favorite Liberian song is
Debbie Sirleaf. I'm going to need you not
what,
to
what
do
is
that.
Your favorite Liberian song?
Salty bread. I love salty bread. We like salty bread.
Everything's just we like. Let's substitute that here.
Some kind of food with a spice element to it.
And then a da 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 da.
We bring you drink bubble soup. Da da. We like spicy steak. Da da.
So how long did it take you to get rid of the accent when you got back a full school year?
Yeah, not that long because I was tired of people
four beatings.
Making fun of me.
Four beatings.
Did you have to actually work at it or did it is no, something that just happened?
No, because I picked up the accent when I was there. I lost it when I came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
It seems like anytime I hear accents like that, I really have to ear hustle. Like I have to stop and I got to focus on
ear hustle. Yeah. I like that.
What the fuck is he saying? Like, I remember it took me a couple of months to learn broken English. Because you have to learn broken English.
Yeah.
It's you're like, what the fuck? What are you saying over here? Okay. All right, and then I started hearing the same thing over and over again. Okay. Like, you know, Doyers the first time. I was like, what the fuck? What are we talking about? Is there an expansion team? Yeah. Like, y'all got an expansion team out here? But I had to hear it like 3 or 4 club. Times. Like, these motherfuckers talking about the Dodgers. Okay, Doyle.
Something that you said over and over again, like when my mother used to yell at me. That's one of the things that she would always say. So, I'll tell you the same thing, or the same thing. You don't listen. You don't listen. It go in one ear out the other. You don't listen, and you're like, oh, for God's sake! And God forbid, like usually I'm washing dishes, and my mother will yell, like she'll say something, and I'll say something in my bed. You know I can't hear you, right? You think you slick.
I'm cleaning these pepper
you
soup bowls, Mom.
Slick. You not slick. Come here. Let me tell you something. I will tell you something. Or when I used
Potential
to get
Latina.
Beatings. When I used to get beatings.
You come here, but then she comes at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Why the fuck am I going to go over there
exactly.
and beat down? Or she'll be like, when I was getting a beating, the big thing was.
Your mom did the beatings?
Fuck yeah. My dad never.
Your dad ain't getting his hands dirty.
Dad's like, leave her alone!
And he apologized. Like, yeah. He hit me once. Like, our big threat was like, wait till your father comes home. And I was like,
Your mother made me do that.
I'm sorry.
My dad your mom made me do that. I'm scared of her too. Let me just hit you.
He hit me once. It was so. Like, I felt bad. Like, I faked cried for my dad because it didn't hurt. And I was like, wow, I wish he was a disciplinarian. Because my dad, when my mother was going off on us, my dad would be like, Deborah, that's enough. That's enough. And she was like, I don't think it is. I'm about to beat this motherfucker into submission.
Nah, she's still breathing.
But when you get hit, as soon as you start crying, she'll be like, don't cry. Don't cry. Yeah. I would give you something to cry for. You're like, that wasn't something to cry for.
That's just a warm.
That fucking smack with the belt wasn't something
that's
to
soft
cry
toss
for.
Soft toss right there.
Damn.
Yeah. No joke.
No, evidently.
Good luck growing up Liberian.
I remember my father was the same way. He hit us one time and he felt awful about it too. And to this day, I honestly wish I could. I remember a lot of shit from my childhood. I don't remember what we did to get that beating, but my mother told him to do it to us. And he came in the bedroom, and this is what sucks about being a twin. It was Derek and Ryan, and all the time. And so, Derek was 4 minutes older. So he's like, get on the bed and pull your pants down. I'm like, huh? Pull my pants down.
What kind of really? Beating is this?
He's taking his belt off. And we're like, oh,
what?
Shit. He's like, get on the bed and pull your pants down. I'm like, really? So instantly, he's like, get on the bed. So and my brother, we're laying side by side, fully clothed with our asses out. And I am crying my balls off because he's about to get beat
Wait,
in front
I'm
of me.
Sorry.
It might be the vodka.
That vodka's gone.
Oh my god, I'm so late.
Fuck Liberia. Try being a twin. Yeah, I'm crying. I'm not even being
With
touched
your
yet.
Down.
Yeah, my little white
the
ass
last
is
sticking out.
And I'm just like, because I know what's about to happen.
Oh my god.
And not only do I know it's my position was worse, I would have rather gone first because my brother got to get beat. And go. I had to lay and watch him get beaten. I was like, this is what's going to happen to me next. Like, he just got to get it and go. And I'm like, oh. So I'm crying. I'm like, does it hurt? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, it hurts. He's like, yeah, it hurts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it hurts.
Put your hand back there and get the belt buckle. And shit. Like, oh. Get hit the belt buckle, hit you on the knuckles. Like, oh, just let me do it. Get it over with. I'm like, okay. Gone. He felt so fucking terrible about it. He felt so terrible about it that he swore to us. He said, I'll never hit you ever again. That was the only time.
Really?
One. He's like, I'll never put my hands on you again. I'll never beat you like that. I will discipline. And what he would do is he'd grab us by the back of the arm and just crank. I'm like, Jack, come on. Like, God.
See, my uncle used to do that.
I would rather get hit with a belt.
Really?
They get pinched? God. He would grab, like, you little... And just crank on him. Like, he would do that shit all the time.
That's like his Goodwill Hunting. He's like, nah, I picked the...
Give me the belt.
Yes.
I'm going to take the belt.
Why? Because fuck him.
Because he's got bursitis in his shoulder. That's why.
I remember
he got a mean pinch. But that shoulder's giving out, Dad. Come on, Dad. That shoulder's giving out.
He got
tennis elbow. That's what I asked.
He was questioning.
Hurt? I wanted to know. Like, is he really bringing it? He's like, yeah. And I'm just hearing the ass of the leather smack skin. God, it was terrible.
My mother one time was chasing me with a spatula. She was gonna whip my ass with a spatula, full blown, running and downstairs. She's chasing
a wooden spoon with you.
No, we got a spatula, metal. Yeah. You know, and. And I remember we were in, like, downstairs, you know, and she's chasing me. She's chasing me downstairs, and I'm like, all right, so I get around. There's, like, one loop. There's, like, four main rooms downstairs.
You ran from your mother when you were supposed to get a beating?
Hell yeah. I thought I was going to outrun her.
Oh, I'm like,
hell
yeah. No, that would make it worse.
Well, yeah, for me, you're right. I wasn't like, my mother wasn't going to come in like, hey, guys, let's. I'm gonna beat you. Like, that's a weird situation. My mother.
That was a one
reacted.
And done.
No, that's normal.
That's normal for a lot of people.
That's normal.
Well, this wasn't.
You didn't have a dad. Didn't have a dad.
Exactly. My mother was reacting to something, and she started chasing me. I'm like, all right, so we do one loop around, two loops around. Then I start going up the stairs, and I look down, and I can see her. I'm like, God damn it, she's still coming at me. And then I just ran to my room. I had nowhere else to go. I dived on the bed, and that's exactly where she just grabbed me and just was like, with a spatula, and was like, this woman's committed to the fact that she's going to kick
getting
my ass.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That's white.
Did it hurt?
That's white.
That's some white shit.
If you try to avoid a beating from a black parent and you make them work for it, they're going to earn that chase.
Well,
like that chase and those steps.
Yeah.
It's going to
Well, that may have been what happened because she, you know, she got... It was aggressive.
Yeah,
I think that might have been the first time, you know what I mean, that I'd ever really gotten a beat down. I got my mouth washed. I was so plenty of times.
Really?
You ever had that?
Fuck.
Did you ever have that?
Did I ever have that, dude? First of
all,
I lived eating pepper and soap.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's
we like pepper soap. We like pepper soap.
Black children don't curse or talk. You know, not it's under your
not
breath.
From the footage I've seen.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
To their parents.
Right.
Everybody else, however.
Yeah, of course. It's...
I remember the first time I saw one of my friends, Beth Kleiman, tell her mother something smart-ass. I had a full-on panic attack when she said, she's like, I think she said shit, whatever she said. She's like, whatever, that's bullshit. And I paled, had a panic attack. I was like, oh my God, I'm about to see Beth get beat down.
Did you feel like you were going to get beat just because you were in
and
the house?
Her mother, yeah.
Yeah,
her
like, oh, we're both.
And her mother says, watch your mouth. And that was all that came at her. And I was like,
oh, you got away with that.
Did you say bullshit to your mom? And Beth's like, yeah, what? And I'm like, what the fuck? If I said,
you're like, let me try it out.
If I was in,
I agree
room,
with you. That is definitely a white thing.
If I was
it's,
in
it,
my
it is.
Room,
not even Asian,
talking to my friend. Yeah, well,
no
Asian,
way.
That would never happen.
Mm-mm.
But if I was in my room talking to my friend and I was like, da-da-da, bullshit. If my mother heard me saying like bullshit, like
you know, I can hear.
It wasn't even to her.
She'd be like, I'm sorry, ma'am. What did you just say? You're like, she would lose her shit, and I'd be like, oh, you have to go home now.
God, no, you need
I'm
to
about
call.
To get beat
yeah. You need to call your mom.
Down.
You need to call her now because my mom's going to beat me with the phone.
Yeah, so the fact that she said
get
bullshit
her
to her mother, whatever, some bullshit. And I was like, oh, and that was the first day that I realized black people are different from white people. And then my comedy career started. No, I don't. I don't do black
I'll
and white
be closing
comedy.
With that.
But, I mean, I do race comedy, but I was really like, holy shit, that would And actually, at the time, I just thought it was a Liberian thing as opposed to a American thing.
Yeah.
But growing up, you know, and then talking to black friends who were like, fuck no, bitch, I don't say shit to my mother. Are you out of your mind? And I found out that it's a white thing.
We always, I mean, it was just because there was no one around to tell us to do anything. I mean,
let me tell you something right now.
I got my mouth washed out with soap.
It's so much is coming out of here right now. This is making tons of sense. You just didn't have a man to fucking put you in your place.
Yeah, no, of course.
So no wonder you like to run your mouth to people and with no expectation
of my mind. That's all.
Getting hit in the face.
Yeah. But I would get.
And you haven't gotten punched.
He has not. This guy, he's got a streak. Listen, it's going to be a woman. It's going to be a woman that does it, and it's probably going to be when he's in, like, his 50s. Like, maybe his kid's Little League game or something. He's going to say something to the wrong Liberian lady, and she's just going to fuck
Knock
him up.
Fuck,
scald him with some pepper
well,
soup.
That bitch better watch out, because I'm coming right back.
Because I got a spatula.
I got a spatula.
A spatula is definitely a white thing to beat you with, too.
Yeah, wooden spoon.
I used to get wooden spoons, hairbrushes.
Well, usually they do the switch. It's called a switch.
Yeah.
But
I never had
they
to go.
Don't have that. Yeah, they don't have that here. So then my mother would make me pick the belt. And of course, I would pick like the wimpiest, skinniest belt. And she's like, oh, that's the belt you want? Okay.
I'm going to use this keyboard necktie.
She would go get like that 1960s leather, like workman's belt.
Like a weightlifting belt.
It doesn't even hurt. It just feels good. The only reason I got the spatula is my mother was making pancakes. So she was making them. Right. And then she just turned and just...
Chased
That's
you
not
though.
True. She committed.
That's not true.
It's not true.
No.
She pulled out the spatula.
My mother hit me with a brush over my ass one time, and that brush broke in half. And I just said,
"I got
stronger,
hit.
Bitch."
I got hit once. It's funny. I got hit with a ruler. My mother hit me with was beating me with a ruler. She lost her mind. I don't know what I did. She lost her mind. I remember getting backed into the bathroom, and we had a really small bathroom. And she was hitting me with the ruler, broke the ruler, and it was one of those rulers that had the metal on the top.
Oh yeah,
that lined it. And she was swinging, like hit me and swung, and the metal scratched my eye.
Whoa!
Scratched my eye. She never saw it. She never saw it. And I just remember for years. I don't have it anymore. Well, actually, I might have I might be able to see it, but I would see this line on my eye. And I remember going to, in the summers, I would go to my Aunt Masa, who is Tanya Perry's mom.
Tyler Perry's mom.
Tanya Perry.
Okay.
T-O-N-I-E Perry.
Thank you.
E-E-R-A-R-A-Y. And I remember, and Tanya's mom noticed it. And she was like, what's on your eye? And I was like, oh, I got in trouble for something. And my mom hit me. And I told her, and she was like, she tried to be calm, but I know she called my mom. Was like, BT Dubs.
Yeah.
You scratched that bitch's cornea. I remember my mother brought it up when I went home, and I was like, yeah, I can see a line. Like, if I look around,
I just see a permanent eight.
And she and like my mother was mortified. And I don't know that I've gotten a beating.
Well, I was going to say.
How long did she find out after? A couple days?
The summer.
Months?
I mean, I'd gone to my aunt's for the summer, for a couple of weeks in the summer, and it was she didn't bring it up to me until I came home after I'd been there. And to me, that was just, you know, I got beat.
Yeah.
It happened.
Right, yeah.
And it happened to break, and it happened to scratch my eye.
My buddy was just, he and his wife were at the beach with their two kids, and one of the kids did something it wasn't supposed to do. I think she was, like, throwing sand. And so he was, like, going over to grab her, and she goes, no spanking, no spanking! And my buddy's wife was like, all right, we're going to have to change something because we can't be in public having the kids yelling, no spanking.
Don't burn me with the iron.
In fear. Like running for the ocean. Like, no spanking. Just like, I'll drown.
I'd rather go into the ocean. Yeah.
But if you're hitting someone till the ruler breaks and she's still going.
Yep.
Did you ever get caught cussing by your mom? Ever?
I didn't curse when I was young.
Never?
Nope. And when I was little, I say like sixth grade, people knew not to curse around me. And if anybody cursed around me, the people who were friends with me would be like, oh, Marietta doesn't like that. don't do that. She doesn't like it. Like, they were very protective of the fact that I don't.
Like, why doesn't why doesn't she swear? Because she likes pepper soup.
They'd be like, look at her right eye. That's why.
It's like looking the other way.
Maybe we can measure how long that gash is with the ruler I just stuck in your eye. Uh-huh, that's a good inch and a quarter.
Crazy, right?
So when did you start cussing? Because your Twitter doesn't say I cuss a lot. Yep, I know you do on it, but you say like in your written description.
Yeah,
I like, do. And I how mean, does your I mom feel about that now?
I've never cursed in front of her. Well,
she doesn't watch you on TV. Shit. You said fuck on television.
I don't know. Well, she did see it. Actually,
she didn't record that on her VCR.
My dad had it on his DVR.
Okay, all right.
And she. Actually, I don't think she's seen it.
Really?
I don't think she's seen it.
Does that offend you or you?
No. My mother, like,
yeah, I know how family is. I know.
I mean, she's like, she's never seen Parks.
What? Not what? One episode.
People talk about Parks at work all the time, and she's always like, oh, yeah. And she doesn't know who Ron Swanson is.
Doesn't know anything.
But she always keeps telling me, she's like, buy me the DVDs. And I'm like, why'd you get dad to buy you the DVDs? Like, but my dad records them. And watches them. She doesn't know how to work the DVR. And that's my dad's room. Like, my dad has the den. It's his room and his thing.
I want to watch my daughter. Shit. Too bad.
Yep.
So, no, but he'll, you know, like, when there's something.
But he watches everything then, huh?
So, she happened to be in the dining, in the laundry room, ironing, I think. And on Saturday.
Waiting for somebody to fuck up.
And I the TV was on, and I was on the Today Show. No, it was a commercial. It was an ad. It was one of those, Christian The More Manger. You Know.
Oh, okay.
The more you know. Yeah. I did. And she heard my voice and she was like, ah! And like looked at the TV. And then she was like, George, Jay. Well, she goes, my dad's name is George. And she goes, Jay. And my dad came back. My dad, it rewinds.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, Neek was just on TV doing a commercial. And he was like, oh, yeah. And so he was like, boop, 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 boop. And she was like, oh, he can rewind. So they watched it together. But yeah, other than that, I don't think
she's seen me. That's the extent of your career.
Unbelievable.
She knows I'm on TV. She knows.
That shit's on too late. I'm going to bed.
To do the More You Know commercial, that's like, that's ridiculous.
Huge. I mean, we grew up on those.
No,
you had
kidding.
Two of them? Two? You believe they're still going to you? Parks?
Does she have any idea how goddamn hard it is to get that job?
Oh, I mean, she knows, and but
no, she doesn't.
She also
that woman needs to get a ruler herself.
You know what? You should go back and smack the shit out of her with a ruler.
But her thing is, like, she does is pray for me to do well and have.
So
success.
She thinks she.
So she thinks she's the fuel behind.
No, so she's like, God is good. God is good. I'm, and then she goes, I'm so blessed. Like, that's all she talks about is, you know, to her friends that she's so blessed because my brothers, particularly my middle brother, like, comes and does stuff and gives her money when, you know, he knows she doesn't have money. And so she's just living in, I'm blessed. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. She's not pressed to watch why we're blessed. You know, like,
why
know
you're
happening.
Blessed? Why don't you dial in the Parks and Recreation?
I really don't think she's ever seen any episodes of Parks.
That's pretty amazing.
But growing up, like, I was a cheerleader. My mother's never seen me cheer. My mother may have seen me in my uniform, but she never saw
like
me
leaving
cheer.
The house. Or
she never saw a Queen of Duke.
Never saw me.
She doesn't even know that you're the Queen
never
of Duke.
Never saw me cheer. The only thing, I think the only person she's ever seen do it, because George played football, and I think she may have seen George play football, and she saw Mitch, my little brother, in a play once. But that's about it.
But she didn't like it.
My mother, she's a scared.
Two thumbs down.
She's afraid to drive and stuff. So
doesn't your dad take her?
Not really. I mean,
at that point,
like, that's the thing. My dad wants to go everywhere, and she's just like, and I'm playing it. I'm making out like she's so bad. Like, it doesn't bother me. I know what I'm used to.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
But it doesn't bother me.
I totally
tell her,
know.
Like,
yes.
When I won that,
my mom
Comedy
never
Central,
came to anything neither.
When I won,
still
my,
still
has won
like
that
life.
Comedy Central.
Like life, she didn't come to life. I missed life.
When I
I'm sorry.
When I won the Comedy Central competition, my mother was the first person I called, and we both cried on the phone. And I think she had made me see me do stand up twice then.
Wow.
Well, but I also lived in North Carolina.
Yeah,
so,
no, I get that.
But the first joke I ever wrote was my KFC bit. And I remember the first time I was going to do it on stage, I called my mother. She's going to hate. She ain't going to hear this.
This is the one thing she listens to. This is the
I heard you on the crappy.
She's like, yeah, I have a season pass.
Yeah, so, subscribe.
I wrote this
Zoom.
Bit, and so I did the bit for her on the phone, and she was like, she was kind of like, I don't know if you should do that. Like, I don't. Basically, she didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I was like, whatever. I'll figure it out. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I did it. It fucking killed. Blah blah blah. The next day I call her. I was like, my joke, my bit worked. It killed. And she was like, really? She was like, there's no account for people's sense of humor. That's what she said.
Wow.
And I was like, really? And she's like, but that's so good. You know, lucky, because it was the first thing I really did. And I know she was like, really? You're supposed to be at medical school right now.
Yeah.
You know, some
yeah.
sort of sling
That's
jokes.
What you're doing in Duke?
So when they came to visit me in North Carolina, they came to the show. First of all, they sat in the front. I was like,
oh, no. Right down front?
And of course, yes. So I did my set. I had a great set. And, you know, I did well. And, you know, they were like, who's married? My mom's quick to raise her hand. I'm like, oh. She's like, so do you blow them? Shit like that. And I'm mortified. And my mother's just like, and my mother's like super religious and shit. She's just like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have engaged with this motherfucker. And it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare because every dirty, filthy...
They were asking your mom if she blew your dad.
My mother.
Oh, no, because she out of the gate said, yeah, I'm the married lady here.
Yeah, press to let them know that she's married. So at the end of the night, like we're leaving, and I was like,
Red is
I
mom.
Was like, Mom, why did you guys sit in the front? She's like, I can't see. I was like, there's only one person talking. What do you need to
see? What do you need to see?
Listen to the motherfucker.
But she was like, you were funny. You were good. Like, so she was really cool. Encouraging that I was, you were so good. She goes, that bit, that KFC thing works. It's,
you really worked it out.
It's different on the phone.
It is.
Maybe I misheard it.
Totally is. It's different on the phone.
I did Conan a couple weeks ago, and my mother called me, and she's like, watch the East Coast feed. So I see her coming up. You know what I mean? I'm on the West Coast, and I see her number come up. I'm like, I'm not getting it. Just the message. And it's just like, well, Jay... Bravo. Bravo.
That's nice.
I loved the jacket. Loved the shirt. What a great look. Your hair looked fantastic. And Jay, the story, it was a 3-minute. I got to ask you, before I forget, remind me what Conan said to you. I need to know what he said. You guys were talking a lot. I saw you talking a lot. And when we, and she goes, and then, you know, Margaret called because she had seen you. So I went to the kitchen to get the phone, and I said, I should go back in there just in case. And there you are on the couch.
She goes, is all a message.
This is 3.5 minutes, maybe. She's like, and did you look comfortable on that couch?
Comfortable.
Did you look? I was like, all right. You know, you can't. I mean, I loved it, obviously.
So she realized that being on the couch was a big thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's hip to that. I mean, she doesn't have a TiVo or anything like that, so she'll just stay up. She's like, I set an alarm.
Wow.
I just made sure if I didn't fall asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's even nicer.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Oh, your mom cares.
I might just be giving her that credit. That might be my in-laws. But she was going to stay up. My mother wouldn't miss it.
Right.
She That's listens to the Crab Feast, too. So. You met my mom, remember? At the improv that time.
I sure did. Yeah.
My mom liked your set, too.
Did she?
Hadn't seen any of mine.
God damn it.
Loved your set, though. Loved your look.
Fan.
Great hair. She's
still not a fan of yours, though, huh?
No. My mom did come one time. I did a show in Baltimore with Tom Segura, and I didn't want her to come. And my younger brother invited her, and she came. And after the show, she comes out. We both crushed. We both had really good sets. And
how long ago was this?
Two summers ago, maybe.
Okay. Something I think ago. I remember when you going.
And... we're outside selling CDs and shit, and she walks over to the table, and she's like, Segura standing right to my right. And she stands across the table, and she's like, you were good. He's really funny.
I said this.
And so people are good for doing that shit. Like,
she bought a CD. She bought Tom's CD.
Even if you're the thrilled. One they really like, nothing kills me like me standing with all the comics that perform and someone saying, you were the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
In front of everybody.
Yeah.
And you're standing with your people. Like, all right. Well,
yeah.
But I'll take it. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I'll take
bought
that.
Bought two of Tom Segura CDs.
She listens to your mom's house every week.
She subscribes.
Matter of fact, a recent 1-star rating we got, probably my mom. Probably my mom.
Probably. That's crazy.
So funny.
Yeah,
it's true, man. What are you gonna do?
You can't hide from it.
Can't I? You don't let me. You don't let me. Every episode, he reminds everyone to get Mother's Day flowers for their mom. Oh, God.
My dad's never seen, I mean, not live, but I know that people showed him at, you know, his job the one time. I saw my dad.
Oh, now
once.
How do you know that? Now, how do you know that?
Because I saw him that one time. This was like 3 years ago.
All right,
ago.
So I have questions. Let's start at the beginning of this here. When's, you've seen your dad one time in how many years?
In 25 years.
Wow. So when you saw him, between that time you saw him and that was like 22 years?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago. Fuck. It had been 22 years. I'd never seen him. So
lived in the same town.
No, he lived the town over from me until I was like, I don't know. I don't know when he moved up to like North Shore, like way north from where I live, where grew up. You know,
never ran into him coincidentally.
Me and
anything?
My brother saw him one time in an antique shop. Me and my brother went antiquing, you know, because you always kind of wanted to see him, you know, like, so you just go around where you knew he was.
I just have a million questions. And you knew, how old were you when you?
Like 12, okay, when I stopped seeing him.
Okay, so you knew, so you were 12 and you knew what he looked like. Okay, that was my question. Yeah. All right.
But when I saw him like 3 years ago, I was like, this dude.
Where were you?
This, I was nervous about this dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because he was, I mean, last time I saw him, I was little. Right. He used to eat a Big Mac. And I'm like, he's got that old Big Mac in his head.
Like he one
this,
hand.
This giant sandwich. I'm like,
Big Macs were, and they were bigger back then, P.S.
It was the Big Big Mac, were, man. Yeah.
The bigger Mac.
Yeah, and so then when I saw him, like, I was like, this little dude, I'm going to sweat in this guy?
Right.
But then, like, the people that worked with him, like, oh, hey, this is great. This is so great. Like, we've shown him. We record your stuff when you're on TV, and then he watches.
And how seriously? Do you know that? You know the people, his coworkers?
They told me when I walked in, because he obviously told them, like, hey, where? I'm going to see my son for the first time in 22 years. And I come rolling in. They're like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, good. What's up, man? You know, like, you got
to Doesn't one of his coworkers come to your birthday every year?
No, what
dad doesn't, but he does. A co-worker. He has some guy named Gary. Works for my dad. Birthday
real
every
good
year.
Guy,
flies
man.
Out.
Real good guy. Flies out. Flies out. You could tell.
What's up, Gary?
Gary's right here on the couch
there
right
he
now.
Hey, I love that you guys keep looking.
We always do. We always yell over there. No
yeah,
one's
Gary.
Yeah, you know your dad's behind on some work. Well, that's not what we're here for, Gary. It's my birthday.
I don't know what you're
damn
me,
right it is, man.
You know, I haven't
seven
seen
in a row, Jay.
Anyway.
So, okay, so you hadn't seen your dad in forever.
Yeah, for a long time.
Why? I mean, obviously, it's
well,
his
I
choice.
Mean, like, we, it's not like I was seeing him, like, once a week, even when I was 12. I think when I remember we used to see him, we go bowling, we go to McDonald's. That's what we would do. You'd
that
see him,
Big
like,
Mac.
Once a week, then it was like once a month, then it was like.
Father's once every
Day.
22 years.
Yeah.
It just got
Father's
long.
Day.
Yeah, no.
Wow, it's worse than the cicadas.
Cicadas? Your
they're
dad's like Haley's Comet.
Soon, by the way.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, yeah.
You're right.
And then so you saw him where?
Then we just got back in contact. I went out to like where he lives, you know, like a, you know.
In Boston.
Yeah, North Shore, like Essex, Gloucester area.
And
up
you
there.
Did a show up there.
No, he never came and saw me live. No,
oh.
He's seen tape stuff from
he's
like
come
TV
over
and,
watch
and
me
stuff.
Oh, where were you when they were telling you that we showed them tapes?
I was. They had taped me because I was had done Fergus. No, I think I had done. Yeah, I had done something. My half
but
hour,
you were
maybe.
Just, you were just in town.
Yeah,
and you went
and
to
I
a,
set it up with him to go up there and meet him
to his work.
To his work. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so my question is, how
I
often
you were at a club? Got it.
No, man.
I thought they were all came to the club to see you. They love you.
That's I'm just what I'm performing, and I see him in the third row. God damn it!
No. My dad's coworkers love me.
Exactly.
Did you communicate at all during the time you didn't see him? Like emails, letters,
yeah,
any
like
talking back and forth at all? Phone? Did you ever call and talk?
10 years ago, I'd sent him like a letter, and then it, like that lasted like 8 months, and then I got a phone call one day, and it was him just calling me like out of the blue, and I was like. Sup, man?
Right.
Like, what?
So, so weird.
And then we'd email for like a year and a half, and then that fell off, and then we picked up like 2 years later, and then, whatever. And then it was 7 years later, we emailed again, and then I'm like, he was like, well, we should meet. And I'm like, all right, let's do it, man.
At least
fucking
he's
why
inconsistently
not?
Consistent.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty inconsistent.
All right, man, I'll see you in 7 years.
That's so weird. Like, my dad used to record anything that I appeared in,
mm-hmm.
and would take it to work and would have people sign it out. to watch it.
What? You had a sign-out sheet?
My daughter was on Moesha. I have the tapes if you want to see it.
You want to see
and,
it?
Yeah, like, please be kind and rewind. Like, he would take it to work.
You owe me a dollar. You owe me a dollar.
When I come home for the summer, whatever, and I would happen to see, for whatever reason, somebody from work. They're like, oh, yeah, I saw you. And I was like, oh, you watched it? They're like, yeah, your dad brings in the tapes.
Yeah, look, I got your dad's library card, right?
He lets him take it home and blah, blah, blah. Now he DVRs, so that doesn't
happen. He's taking it home?
And he's retired.
You're going to have to put down a $10 deposit if you take it home. You can watch it here.
But yeah, and then they had to sign it and bring it back by a certain day. How funny is that?
My father-in-law used to have national sales meetings.
Oh, sales.
My father-in-law. And he'd be like, before we get this meeting started, why don't we watch a little comedy? Here's my son-in-law.
This is before
we married. Yeah. And he would show them he goes, I like it, Jay, to keep the room loose.
Right.
I mean,
my old, I used to work for Cox. Because
he don't
want to
do it.
He's good. He's a real good public speaker.
My old boss would show tapes of me after I moved out of North Carolina at meetings.
Oh, that's tight.
That is nice. Like,
and then, so you know, when I finally, I remember she gave me an LA a Laker hat when I left. You know, the big moving to LA thing. Mm-hmm. Like, she gave me a Laker hat.
Where were you working?
Glaxo Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, okay,
I did drug testing, to chemistry.
Let me try this drug.
And then. Yeah, and so they would all like tell me, "Oh, you came up in our meeting. We talked about you when you were on this or whatever." I haven't done a lot, but Moesha is the big thing that keeps coming to my head because that was like my first acting gig here in LA.
Classic. Mm-hmm. It's cool when people celebrate it like that and then like use it, you know.
Yeah.
I like it.
I wouldn't know, but it does sound cool, guys.
Sounds cool.
It does. Oh, I'm happy for
it. At least she only got a beating once.
From my dad,
yeah.
I got a beating once. Oh. From my mom, I got once at like every other hour. Where some people come from, they call it disciplinarian, but where, you know, I come from, we call that abuse. Okay. I remember the first time, like, my mom didn't want to be, she was like his dad. She was there early and then split, like, fuck these people. Uh-huh. Not just all, you know, all, like, I'm out. But I remember the first time, she was so horrible to us. She was physically abusive, mentally abusive, emotionally abusive, all abuse.
Mom?
Except for sexual, thank God. No. I'll tell you.
Your mom's still alive.
Yeah, my mom's still alive. She doesn't talk to me. But when I see...
I talk to her once a week.
Jay talks
Sweet
to her all the time.
Sweet
hey,
woman.
Hey, FaceTime.
And I'm like, hold on. Ryan's here. Let me call you back.
She wanted to bounce when we were little, and I was like, all right, well, if you want to split, then you split. You don't get anything else. You split. Right. So, but my younger brother's close enough with her.
Right, because I remember you telling me about his graduation, and she was there at her house.
Yeah,
right?
When the Oriole bird showed up. Yeah. So... when I go home and I visit, my niece and nephew have a birthday party and she'll be there. So I'm always, you know, I'm hello, I'm cordial.
So she sees her grandkids.
She has a pretty good relationship with them, right?
Fucked up.
They were laughing. She doesn't have my twin brother's kids. They're 2 hours away, so she's not close, that close with them. But with my brother's new baby, she sees him like once a week. But he's the baby.
Right.
And my brother used to say all the time, beat him less. Soon as he has kids, our kids aren't going to exist. That's what he says.
He wasn't around long enough to get his ass kicked.
So I always see her at the parties and I say hello and, you know, but I will never, I'm above all of it. I will never, ever, 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 ever act up, make it out. I love my niece and nephew. They think I'm the shit. I'm never going to give them a reason not to think I'm the shit. But I do shit like, I bought them two Christmases ago. They got a whoopee cushion and they discovered the laughter of farting and like they were dying on the floor. Right. And so that made me start laughing. I'm like, listen, and they're like, get up and do it again. And like, I'm up and down. I was so fucking tired. I'm like, look, this shit's going to be funny for 80 years. You don't need to burn it out right now. So when I went back next year, I bought this fart machine that was a remote control.
Those are hilarious.
And I was like, here's what we're going to do. Uncle Ryan ain't getting up 500 motherfucking times and working quads. All right? We're going to put this up, set it up. So they had a big, long table. My niece and nephew are 2 years apart, but they're born a few days apart. Mm-hmm. They both have birthdays in June. So until my niece, who's the older one, figures out I want my own shit, right. they double up on
right,
it.
Right, of course.
And they had this table with the cakes and everything on it. And I was, you know, obviously I've spent the night. I'm there before the party starts. And I'm telling my niece and nephew, I'm like, all right, let's set this up over here. We'll hide it. And then when everyone Grandma. Gets around this table, I'll give you a nod and you hit the button. And then both of you at the same time go, Grandma Judy. And dude, they fucking did it. I almost pissed myself. They were spot on. I gave them a nod. They were like, hit it. Boom, and they're like, Grandma, she was so embarrassed. I was fucking dying. I'm like, that's worth it right there. God damn it.
And then she beat Ryan. Price of
and then she beat the shit out of me. Yeah, put me in a sleeper hole. Went face down in the fucking nacho cheese. Yeah, no, my mom was aggressive. She wanted, you know, just, it was nonstop ass whoopings and, she was just mean. She was just a mean person. Like, everyone else was, she was mean. And we knew it being as kids. Like, okay, well, it's been hard to talk to people about it because that goes against just everything. It right. goes against nature, like a mother not wanting to be with her children, to actually say, I don't want my kids. So.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. One. But it's a thing. And
it is.
You need to be able to be like, all right, probably shouldn't put kids with this person who right. doesn't yeah. want yes. the kids.
Oh, you don't want them? Probably shouldn't have
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I
mean? Oh, you're just beating them
if
up?
You could just step, if you could just step back.
Yeah, it'd have been better if she split like your dad did. You know, maybe yeah. they'd have dated.
Well, I mean, you still I feel like they would have come on. I mean, it still feels a little weird, like, and I think it's mostly because of television and how, you know, what you learn from television, like, you're supposed to love your kids, blah, blah, blah. There are people that should not be around children, even
or
if
have
they have them.
Yeah, 100%.
Even if they have them.
You're right, you're right.
Even
yeah.
if they have them.
Some people have them just to keep collecting a check.
Yeah.
And just keep making
and
kids.
Some do it to keep torture them and have yeah. like
beat
weird,
them.
Gross things happen.
Yeah, yes.
So if there's people
Precious.
Who should not be around children,
I saw.
Let them not be around children.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And don't try not to get stigmatized by it. You know?
I always was full of laughter. Like I would just take the beam, like whatever, I can take that. You know, I started getting older, and when I started getting older and I started playing Little League, she would go into the sink, and if there was a cup in the sink, she would take it out and she would throw it at your face to tell you to wash it, and that shit would, you know, like, God damn, that thing's whizzing.
Jesus.
But as soon as I started learning how to throw a fastball, that mug came at me one day, and I threw it back, and I missed her on purpose. I just uh-huh. wanted to set an example, right. and that shit shattered up against her. I was like, uh-huh.
And then she kicked uh-huh. your ass for that?
I'm on the, no, that's when she was like, uh-oh. I was yeah. like, I'm on the Tigers, bitch, right. and the Miners, okay? I'm on the hill tomorrow, so.
She's coming to a game and see what you're up against.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to throw a curve yet.
Well,
but I will throw heat at you.
It's really funny once. It usually happens with dads, though.
Yes,
with abusive dads.
Yes,
once they
mine were
realize
opposite.
You can't hit this motherfucker again.
No, but
he will knock you the fuck out.
But a dad can go longer than a mom can. I feel like, you know what I mean. Like a dad well, could clearly. run you till you're 16, 17, right. still fuck you up if right. he wants to. A mom's gonna be like, I'm checking out right. in seventh grade. I'm checking out.
This 13-year-old guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we arm wrestled today, motherfucker. Almost ripped my arm off. But I remember one time we were, there was a phone in one room, one in, you know, the kitchen, and one somewhere else. So all three of my brother, yes, thank you, Retta. Jesus, H, all the beatings. See what the beatings did? You see what the beatings did?
Jostled your brain. Mm-hmm.
So all three of us are on one phone, and we're asking her for something simple, and she just wanted to make our life miserable, so she'd always be like, no, no. And we're like, why not? Because I said so. Always because I said so, never a valid reason.
This is when she didn't live with you.
This is when she did, and she was coming home from work. And so we asked one more time, and then I heard the phone hang up, and I thought it was my mom hanging up, but it was one of my brothers, and I went, bitch. And she goes, oh, thought I hung up. I was like, which one are you hung up? Why'd you do that? I was like, oh, man, you know how she is normally. That was the first time. Like, yikes. I would say that shit after I got beat, like, under my breath. Like,
right.
Like, real close to my pillow. So I'm like, bitch. Because I didn't want to hear it.
Because you were
into
right
the pillow.
Because you knew better.
Yikes.
But, man, I said that when I was like, bitch. And she was like, when I get home, I was like, oh God, I hung up the phone. I'm like, I'm gonna get fucked down. Oh man, she came in with my my younger brother's GoBots lunchbox. Remember GoBots?
Yeah, I remember.
He had a GoBots lunchbox, and I just put my arm up and took about 20 of those.
Damn.
I'm like, that's adorable lunchbox, Todd. GoBots all up on me. I'm like, what are they going to transform into? Stop hitting me. How about that, GoBots?
You think the drive home should have cooled down a little bit.
No, that revved her. That was like that. Remember when Rocky was doing that scene in the Lamborghini in Rocky 4 when he was driving away when she said, you can't win. That's what
this
she did.
No easy
yeah,
way
that song. Out. She was getting fired up.
Yeah, there's some people who just live to be angry and bothered and annoyed and whatever. And there's nothing you... I mean, and it takes you being an adult and realizing it. Because as a kid, you don't fucking get that shit. You're just like, why the fuck are you... Like, my mother... I used to be... My mother was a disciplinarian. We used to get the beat down. And then when I got older, I was able to be like... Why are you so angry? Like, I would yell. I'd be like, why are you... There's no reason to be this angry
right.
about this.
Yes, this.
And
Thank you.
And it took her, at me saying that, for her to kind of get there. And I mean, and not that I didn't love my mother. I mean, my mother was the most loving, like, it was all kisses and, you know what I mean? Just when she got mad, she was fucking psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
And now my cousin has a kid, and since none of us have kids, that's her grandchild. And they fucking lavish all the love and sweetness, the grandparenting, on her because we don't have kids. My brother's getting married, so God bless. She'll be able to lavish that on one of her grandchildren. But there are some people that kind of have like that notion. And I think it took me being in a, you know, a semi-adult. I was in college. So like, why are you so mad? You can't. And I have a bad temper. I don't have it as much now. But I think I got it from my mother. Like, I would get really, really angry about shit and fucking want to rip arms off and just be, like, psychotic and be like, the fuck are you? And I didn't cuss that much, but just so angry. And I know I got it from my mother.
Yes.
Because when my mother would get mad at us, it was crazy. And my dad, Deborah, that's enough. That's enough. Like, my dad was like, you're killing our children. Right. You yeah. need to calm
her arm
fuck
fell
down.
Three times. She's asleep.
You know, because I'm not helping you bury this body, basically. My dad. And then she finally got to a place. And now that we're adults, and like my younger brother, he's kind of a smart ass. And we're like, what are you doing? Why are you talking to mom like that? What are you, you know, like mm-hmm. yell at him for. And he's the one who got away with
of course.
The most.
Sure, yeah, of course.
The most.
Youngest always gets away
and
with
so
the
she
most.
Would call me and she said, you need to talk to your brother. I'm like, really? Bet you used to beat
yeah,
the
hit him. It worked on me. Hit him.
How are you calling me to tell me he was so mean to me? I'm like, look, you might have deserved it all already. You know, like, and, no, she didn't. But I remember when, you know, she used to knock me the fuck out. Or it wasn't until Mitch, my youngest brother, was born that she started doing go stand in the corner. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
Timeouts and all that bullshit.
Yeah, like, yeah. And
I say all the time, timeouts what we were begging for from like telling my mom, timeout, take one, take a timeout, take a timeout. Hey, you got a TV timeout?
Yeah, TV.
Just a 15-second one. Oh. My mom was good at giving you a Charlie horse in the sweet spot. You ever get the owner frog? We used to call it a froggy when they get
yeah.
you here. But she would hit you in the and you'd be like,
punch
and that
you?
Oh. Punch. I told you she hit me with a GoBots lunchbox. That was just yeah, to say. She probably just got her nails done. Didn't want to fuck them up. But a Charlie horse in the leg.
What?
And then you're, you know, when you get it on that
my,
go.
All
I was
that
like,
shit
you're
talking about my uncle used to do. Like, he thought it was funny. Like, he would do the punch.
She probably enjoyed
or
it.
Or he'd do the punch and give you the, and he'd call it the frog.
Yeah, the frog.
Ugh,
and that, if you
it.
Get the muscle on the right and the sweet spot on that too. And my brother, we used to modify it. We would get a knuckle out and we'd
right.
be able to figure out where to hit it. And then your just muscle feels like it's just
ugh.
Elongating in your leg. And your leg just goes straight. Like, ah! You can't run if you give somebody yeah. a solid Charlie horse.
That's no good. I can't believe your mom. I mean, my mother wasn't strong enough to like punch us or anything like that.
Oh, it stopped around seventh grade is when... That's when I was finally like, all right, I'm going to fight back now.
Didn't she light you on fire once?
Fight back. Yeah, one time. Did. Put me out, too. Did put me
out. Where's Ryan? That's him right
teaching
there.
Me a lesson.
In the fireplace.
I think she was showing my brother's fire safety. My mom used to do fucked up
what
shit.
Not to do.
When I was a little kid one time, we were like maybe 7 or 8 at this point. And my twin brother was always... Like, he was always just a couple inches taller than me at first. He's about 4 inches taller than me now, but... And that would piss me off because we'd go to like Hershey Park and shit, and this motherfucker would be able to get on the bumper cars. I'm like, this is some bullshit. Right. And I'm standing out there, and he's like driving by, like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you wait till next year, motherfucker.
Next,
you wait
year.
Till next. I wasn't getting that. I wasn't growing 2 inches that summer.
God,
I'm on this motherfucker next year. But now I forgot what the fuck I was gonna tell you. Start talking about the goddamn Hershey Park. I forgot what I was going to say.
Set you on fire.
I don't remember. I'll tell you the beans. It took its toll on this episode.
It did. It's catching up to you, man. Finally. Finally. Blocks are, there's a blockage happening in the mental blocks.
Too much jostling of your brain.
I think I ran from my mother one time and jumped out the window and hit on the roof because I knew she wouldn't come out to the roof.
The
I remember
roof.
That one time. Yeah, I eventually had to come back in, and that's when she washed my
and
mouth.
And that's
out.
The thing. Like, if I were to ever like avoid a beating, there I would not be alive. There's no
like if you made her chase, it
yeah,
was done.
There's no way
you'd be on Parks and Rec in a wheelchair.
Mother still wouldn't see it.
Parks and Wrecked.
Oh, God. My mom, she used to, I don't know what, and I know at this age when I got my mouth washed out with soap, I did not cuss.
That's
I was
insane.
Way too little to cuss. She was just making a point about something. I don't know what it didn't work. I mean, I'm clearly a smart ass, but I was like, this ain't bad. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, coast
really?
Ain't bad. It's coast. It ain't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
You didn't think it. I remember being, that's what you would always think every time. Like, soap.
Yes.
And then once you get it in your tongue, you're like, whoa.
But most of that is the anger that someone's putting on you that this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. And I went in. I was like, it ain't that bad.
I remember
you know,
trying
I could do
to taste
this.
Soap because people would talk about it being like, oh, yeah.
Taste, though. You got to eat the bar.
Like, I swallowed a hotel size one time. My mother, she just got it down in there. I'm like, God damn it. And I swallowed them.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I like pepper soup.
And then pepper. Speaking of pepper, I used to get pepper on my tongue a lot. And you would think that that would make somebody not like pepper, but I love pepper. To this day, I love pepper. You can put I like a
what
shitload
kind
of pepper,
pepper does
on
she
stuff.
Put on your...
Just like straight up McCormick.
Would she use a grinder? Like, now stick it out.
Yeah.
She'd be grinding.
She would have a guy come over and grind it. Bring a pepper guy out of the back.
Like black pepper?
Yeah, straight black pepper.
Black pepper might as well be salt.
Pour it all on your tongue, though. Yeah.
It kind of
really?
Is.
Is it bad?
No, I love pepper.
Yeah,
I didn't get that. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
I didn't get that. I was like, I'd be like, give me the pepper instead of the soap. You know, I like this right. pepper. Yeah, I can right. eat this shit.
Give me the pepper.
Gotta eat this.
It's ridiculous. I've never heard that.
Wait, what was the Goodwill Hunting thing where he says he put out the three
he,
different
like
things?
A stick, a belt, and a wrench, and he'd be like, I took the wrench, and he's like,
why? Because fuck him, that's why.
Yeah. I gotta go with the belt there. Yeah. Like, if I was gonna get beat, I'd like to get beat with it.
Dude, I've had the belt. My grandmother, I've mentioned this before, my grandmother used to throw her shoe at us all the time. She'd slip it off and throw it at us. So when I've said before, when we saw
she
Eddie
Middle
Murphy,
Eastern.
What's that?
She Middle Eastern?
No. Liberian, that's about it. So when we saw Eddie Murphy do that for the first time, we're like, holy shit, grandma, look at this, grandma. But man, if you've, I mean, she would, most, I would say 80% of the time, she just went to it to make you be like, oh right? shit. You know what I mean? Like, all right, she's serious.
If
she's grabbing
like
her shoe in
shoe
public.
Was coming at me, I'd be okay.
Yeah, right.
Compared to the beatings I used to get, I'd be
sure.
like, I'm okay. So, I mean, a clog, maybe. And if she had good aim, then I'd be concerned.
But it was always like a real heavy rubber.
Heavy wood clog.
It was a heavy rubber sole. You know what I mean? Like a slip on. And she would do it with pinpoint accuracy. But if you were looking at her, she'd fake it. So you'd be like, all right. But if you were over the off to the side fucking around and stuff, you didn't know it. Man, a shoe coming at you in the face, that shit hurts like a son of a... You're like, God damn, grandma! The other one comes and hits you for saying God damn. You're like, why are you doing... What did I do?
Throwing
you know what you
shoes.
Did? My grandmother threw the shit out of her shoe. And then would say, bring my shoe. Your ass was bringing it back, crying. Like, okay. I think this... I don't know where the right one went.
Bring my shoe back. I used to... My mother... We had to... oh, my God. We used to have to make our beds. But we also... I had to make my mom's bed. And if I
see,
didn't...
That's smart.
If
I like
didn't
that.
Make my mom's bed, like, you know, we got in trouble. And I'd be like, like in my under my breath.
Right.
Why am I making this bed? You sleep in this bed. Like, I just
she pops up from underneath.
You know I hear you say that. You know I hear you say that.
She always was. I mean, I never said it out loud, but I would be like so angry. I hated having to make my bed when she would yell to him, "Come make my bed." I'm like, what? Your bed, and it was never right. I mean, I never understood it. Now, you know, like I don't make my bed every day, but I hate when my bed's not made. Like I love coming home to a made bed,
getting in fresh, clean sheets. Nothing like it.
But I'd be like, why the fuck am I making your bed? And thing is, I'd be like, I'd only want to make my dad's side because he never made me make it. Like, leave
tuck
your
this
shit
one in.
One side. With all the throw pillows.
I made half of it.
Yeah, I mean, we used to have those chores. I remember, like, my brother, Saturday.
Did you get an allowance or was it just chores?
I got an allowance from my dad until I stole quarters out of his quarter bank, and then he stopped giving me an allowance. He gave me an allowance until I had my confirmation so I could give my offering, and then he was like, you on your own tree. Salty.
What's that, like 11th grade? It's around that, isn't
10th.
It?
No, like 9th or 10th or something.
I see.
Like
we were a little later on that.
But,
like everything down Baltimore.
Everything.
But, I used to have to make the bed. I used to get so mad about that. And chores. We had to do chores on Saturday. We had to wake up and we needed to be up by a certain time to start doing our chores. There was some stuff that I had to do on Friday, like I had to vacuum on Fridays, but we had to clean the rest of the house, and my brother never woke up and always got water poured on him to wake up.
That's how he did it?
And, I'm like, you're wetting the... You're causing more issues.
Yeah.
And she was like, whatever.
She would pour water on his face?
Mm-hmm. Wake his ass up.
Get your ass...
But, and
what is that? Pepper
it
soup?
It took her a while. Like, it was, like, she was tired of yelling, so then she started... Then she would do that. And George never would get up.
Hates water.
And George had to clean the bathroom.
How many people?
There was a point where there were
I was getting ready to say, I think I'm lip reading seven,
nine of
eight.
Nine of us.
Holy shit.
Because my family is
in
five.
A one bathroom?
We had two cousins. Well, two bathrooms, but one was in my parents' room. So
one bathroom. Yeah. You can make my bed, but you better not touch my toilet.
My aunt and her daughter, and then my two other cousins live with us. So there was a point. No, 10, because my other cousin lived with us. There's a point where there was 10 of us in the house.
Damn.
Insane.
That is insane.
Are these real cousins or are people you just calling cousins?
Real cousins. One was my mom's cousin and her daughter.
From Liberia?
From Liberia. The other one was my mom's sister's daughter, cousin. She came over when my mother was pregnant with my youngest brother because she was going to take care of Mitch. So she was kind of like the au pair, but I didn't even know what the word au pair was. Mm-hmm. My cousin was just coming to live with us. And then two were the children of my dad's cousin, who they're not even tight. Like, my mom was like, they got to go. Not them. The youngest one could stay. The other one was crazy.
We got nine people in the house. We got to lose these two, man.
We got 10.
We got to get to 8.
I mean, the two of them.
You too. Can't extend that contract.
The youngest one lived with us always until, you know, she graduated and stuff. But the other one, she was legit, like, crazy doing shit. Like, what the fuck are you leaving all this food in the room for? Like, we're going to have bugs and shit. So she was like, they got to go.
Got to go.
But I think she was mentally... had some issues and needed therapy. And so she had to go.
You have mental illness?
Bye. See ya. So
my new favorite hashtag is girl bye.
With a U?
Huh?
With a U?
Is that yours?
G-U-R?
No, girl bye. Like, so, like anybody like starts tripping, what?
That's,
girl bye.
That's a nicer bitch, please.
Oh my, please. Girl bye. Oh my god, it makes me laugh so hard.
Well, speaking of girl bye, Unforrettable, we're about that time.
Oh.
Thank you for coming on. Please one more time with your Twitter.
Unforrettable.
And Parks and Rec Thursday nights at 9:30?
It is. I feel like sometimes the season finale already came out, so I don't know. They might change it around if they repeat it and stuff.
Who the hell's watching on TV anymore? Get on Hulu or NBC.com and watch
that shit.
That's
my biggest problem. My biggest issue is that they're still counting fucking Nielsen's.
So. Without the online viewers.
Yeah, and our audience is college students, basically. People 30 and younger. They don't watch shit on TV.
Mm-hmm. No. Think about that when you were in college. If you don't live at home and commute, you don't watch shit on TV.
Mm-hmm. Jay Larson Comedy, jlarsoncomedy.com.
Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.
All right.